Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Jody. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I was on the line with someone opening up a new unemployment claim, and the phone hung up.
Okay, yes, sir. May I have your social?
417-416185.
And this is for an entirely new claim?
Yes, sir.
Can you confirm your first and last name?
Cameron Reed.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, no, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have two options to receive your payments, either by direct deposit or by benefits card. And we do recommend direct deposit due to the card taking an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you upon approval.
What if I already have a card?
Okay, if you already have a card, then that's fine.
Okay.
Can you confirm your mailing address?
2428 Gaslight Place, Apartment 1. Decatur, Alabama, 35603.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, sir.
Can you confirm your phone number?
256-227-1521.
Thank you. You said it was apartment B?
Apartment 1.
Apartment 1. Okay, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Madison, Gadsden, Huntsville, or none of the above?
Ask me that one more time. I didn't understand you.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Madison, Gadsden, Huntsville, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1202 Ingleside Avenue, 2220 Hartwood Avenue, 2421 County Road 79 South, 3106 Cornville Road Southwest, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
The Cornville address, 3106 Cornville.
Can you say that one more time?
3106 Cornville address.
Okay, and based on your background, or do you remember this address, 4913 192nd Club?
No.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Southwest 8th Street Southwest, Southwest Grenham, Aggression Drive Southwest, Southwest Carolyn Street Southwest, or Vassar Circle West, or all of the above.
Yeah, which ones I never stayed at?
Right.
The 8th Street and the last one.
Okay. What month was Crystal Taylor born in? February, April, September, November, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, sir.
May I have the date of your last day worked?
Say it one more time.
Your last day worked date?
Last Thursday.
Okay.
That was July.
You said July the
21st.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yes. I was working for a business.
Working, okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
No.
Okay, so in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trader industry for which your past experience slash training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation will normally work all shifts, okay?
Okay.
So would it still be a no?
Sir?
Would it still be a no?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50 to 100.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Say it again.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
May I have your job title?
Sanitation.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, sir.
And may I have the name of your previous company?
Wayne Forms.
May I have their phone number?
Miss 353-256-353-0312.
Thank you. May I have the date from when you started work?
Okay. May the 11th.
You say that one more time?
May the 11th.
Okay. In the city and state where the work was performed in?
Decatur, Alabama.
Is this your separating employer?
Huh?
Is this your, are you no longer working with this employer?
No, sir.
Okay. And why are you no longer working with him?
Got laid off.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a four-digit PIN number, whenever you're ready to write it down.
What do I need the PIN number for?
That's basically your password. I'm going to know when you're ready to write it down.
I ain't got no PIN or nothing, but you get it to me.
8593. Okay, so the following instructions and numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Now, the claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So that's what the PIN number is for. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career.
What's the PIN number again? 8593.
Okay, so you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VosNet, and you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. And you will also use your PIN number whenever you do call that number. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. And lastly, an information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Other than that, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.